Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality, faith, hope, love, or the hot buttons of today. Talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, Talk Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and also KMAJ, 1440 AM. Welcome, Topeka. We are here, and you are here as well. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning. A beautiful Sunday morning.
Yeah, great sunrise.
In the heart of the country. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And Michael, there's the religion of the Super Bowl in January and into February, and then March will commence one thing that has to do with faith and religion and spirituality in America, and another that has to do, again, with kind of sports religion. March Madness is what it's called,
yeah.
And it'll be holy to people. And then the Oscars are next Sunday, and next Sunday we'll have a little bit of predicting maybe going on.
Fair enough. I suspect we'll no doubt get it 100% correct as we do every year.
Right? Yeah. But I do want us to point to a movie that's coming up called Come Sunday. It's about Carlton Pearson, who was kind of a protege of Oral Roberts, and that movie is coming out in April, and I think it's going to get some traction in terms of some media attention and also stimulate some conversations, particularly about that brand of Protestantism that's called Pentecostal.
So before we go back to Mike,
the
serious movies, have you seen Black Panther?
Yeah.
I have too.
It is
both of you. And is it as fantastic as people say?
It is a good superhero movie, and I would say too it stands as a good movie. I've never seen a movie that it deals really well with the question of Black identity in this country without being overwhelming or you know, eye rolling. I mean, that theme is in the background, but it's a fun and entertaining movie that also can make you think, and that's what it did for me.
I'll tell you what, I think that it is a groundbreaking movie, Michael, for showing role models of heroic character and nature for African American kids, both male and female. I mean, this is is pretty interesting. And then the science fiction behind it and the CGI to portray that science fiction is pretty phenomenal. I mean, the Kingdom of Wakanda is pretty interesting. And there's a series built into this. And, you know, everybody's going to be back.
By the way, you know that there's a Wakanda, Illinois.
No.
Did not know that.
I love it.
Small little town, not about 70 miles from Chicago.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is in the heart of Africa, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll put it on my list of movies that I probably won't get to see. But
well, you should at least put it in your Netflix queue, you know?
Yeah.
So
as soon as I subscribe to Netflix, I will.
Oh, gosh. All right. We're going to go to Mike. Go back to Mike. Mike, what else did you have on your mind?
Well, just one last thing on the defense issue. I don't think the gun control debate is going to be settled in favor of gun control, given the way our country is. Like, what are spiritually consistent or values consistent ways of hardening congregations and schools and things like that you would think would be right if you don't think the arming the
Well, Mike, I'm glad you asked that question, because that's one of the things I wanted to share today. I did a little research to get ready for the show because I knew gun control was going to come up, and I want to share a statement the bishops issued back in November in the wake of the horrific attacks in Las Vegas and Texas that you mentioned, because I was curious, like, well, what exactly is Catholic teaching on gun control? And in it, they said, I think they have a very balanced approach that could set a course for a good debate in this country. They said, I can't read the whole statement, but here's a pertinent paragraph. While acknowledging the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution and related jurisprudence, we live in a fallen world with daily advances in modern technology. Some weapons are increasingly capable of easily causing mass murder when used with an evil purpose. Society must recognize that the common good requires reasonable steps to limit access to such firearms by those who would intend to use them in that way. And I think the church needs to be a voice of reason, which calls for legitimate regulation and restriction of certain kinds of arms. And that's what the U.S. bishops have been advocating for. Now, what exactly that looks like, you know, there needs to be some deliberation. But that this idea that, we're seeing there's a problem with the status quo, and there needs to be some compromise, and there needs to be some regulations to certainly keep people who have issues like this and would do harm in this fallen world from having access.
It seems like there was a lot of failures at levels on this school thing, like all these 38 calls that different social agencies had. Like, I'm wondering why the information of those calls couldn't have got collated some way with wherever that guy went to buy that gun.
Yeah, and it's
where, you know, there's a lot of red flags here, pal. You can't buy the gun today, you know, because we got to check these things out. And
that's he didn't buy a gun. He had 10 guns.
Yeah. But it's like no one's like doing the job, and there was that guard that was there.
There's enough blame to go around to tighten up a lot of the things. And by the way, you don't have an administration to loosen restrictions on folks with mental health challenges in terms of their access to purchase weapons and say that you're doing something about mental health and guns. That's the opposite. The other thing is Michael has pointed this out. We've talked about this. I pointed it out again and again and again. There are countries that have the same amount of imbalanced people as we do. I don't think you can make a credible case that we have more crazy people than mentally unstable people than other countries. But other countries do not have mass school shootings. Why? Because they limit the weapons that are available for purchase.
Right.
And why do we need to bow before the idol of a gun being that thing which keeps you safe, that thing which a thing? And that's what idols finally are. They're things. They're not God.
May I quote the late late Associate Justice Antonin Scalia?
Yes.
In the 2008 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, D.C. versus Heller, which affirmed the right of individuals to own guns, and we've talked about this, you know, it seemed to no longer think that the whole militia thing was the reason, because we didn't have a standing army. You needed people to be called up, which affirmed the right of individuals to own guns. Scalia wrote that the Second Amendment does not confer, quote, a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever. The government, he said, could probably ban dangerous and unusual weapons. It's for this reason, at any rate. But, you know, I fear, Mike, that you're likely right, unless some unique capacity has been instilled in these young people who are inspiring a lot of folks to say, there is something we can do, and it has to be now.
Yeah.
Open there. One last real quick question. If you're undergoing personal physical suffering, what is some mechanism to turn that into some kind of spiritual good or...
Well,
who writes about that? Beekman or anybody that you can name? Or
well, in the Catholic tradition,
Bill, can you hold on and hold on, Mike? We got to take a break, okay?
Sure.
We'll be right back with some quick answers to you, okay? Or at least we think we'll be quick, okay? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Winter is a great time to fix those pesky basement leaks and cracks. Visit FoundationOne.net today. It's Auto Show time in KC. Time for a first-hand look at the award-winning Honda lineup. Like Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. And CR-V, Motor Trend's 2018 SUV of the Year. Other award winners include Civic, HR-V, Fit, and Pilot. And right now, get Pilot with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at your greater Kansas City area Honda dealer. For details, visit kchondadealers.com today. The 2018 Motor Trend SUV of the Year includes the full Honda CR-V lineup. See dealer for financing details.
Things seem great for stocks and bonds. President Trump's pro-business agenda is great for the economy. So what could possibly go wrong? Hi, my name is Chris Butler, portfolio manager at Butler, Lands & Wagler, and host of the radio show Free Market Underground. Stocks and bonds were both flirting with very high valuations by the time Donald Trump even took office. That wasn't due to a thriving economy, but money printing designed to goose up financial asset prices. Now we actually have an improving economy. But because of that, interest rates have started to rise, and stocks and bonds won't like that if it continues. What does that mean for investors? Well, it means that we simply need to be aware of the risks. Maybe stocks and bonds continue to make new highs. That's why we have to participate in these markets. But we also have to know the risks and how to manage them. To read more about that, go to investontrack.com and download the free report. Again, that's investontrack.com.
Get great deals going on now during Menards Priced Right Sale. Right now is a perfect time to refresh the look of your home with new lighting. With over 19,000 lights and ceiling fans, 17% off. The Patriot Lighting Mava Collection features a graphite finish with watermark glass. A mini pendant light is only $29. Save big money during Menards Priced Right Sale. Find these and other big savings at Menards, your home improvement store.
Save big money at Menards.
Dan the Tailor Man has the best suits in Kansas City at the best prices, hands down. Dan the Tailor Man gives you free alterations for life, and you get free ties for life, too. Dan the Tailor Man specializes in homecoming suits as well as wedding suits and any other suit that might, well, suit you. Don't rent a suit that you can buy for the same price. Keep the suit. Call Dan the Tailor Man today, 913-541-1192. That's 913-541-1192. Why don't you call him today?
The legacy of Italy is filled with a passion for wonderful food.
This is Chef Jasper Mirabile. Shake off the chill in the air in the warm, welcoming atmosphere of Jasper's Ristorante. We're serving up amazing dishes like tortellacci pasta served in a Tuscan pork ragu. Imagine a double cut pork chop served with a porcini mushroom sauce and Kansas City's finest pork shank, slow roasted for 6 hours and served ossobuco style with risotto. Or try one of the classics like pumpkin ravioli, cappellini d'angelo alla nonni, Tuscan bean soup, veal limonata, and more.
And just in time for Lent, New Orleans charbroiled oysters. Fresh oysters charbroiled with herbed garlic, butter, and Romano cheese. Jasper's, 103rd and State Line. For reservations, call 816-941-6600.
There's always a place at our table for you.
Join us at the Greater Kansas City Auto Show, February 28th to March 4th at Bartle Hall. Come hang out in the Honda Lounge, where we'll have exclusive prizes and merch for you, as well as a look at some of the latest Honda lineups. Tickets for the Auto Show are on sale now at kcautoshow.com and going fast. Don't miss the chance to meet Chiefs starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes inside the Honda Lounge. The first 200 people will receive an autographed photo from the player, so don't be late. More details online at kcautoshow.com.
Smack dab in the heart of the USA. KCMO 710 and FM 103.7 Kansas City.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Talk Radio 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and also KMAJ 1440 AM. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
576-7710 is the number to call. We're talking with Mike. Mike, we're going to respond to your question. Is there anything that faith and or any else, other thing that we can imagine, do something when people are experiencing physical suffering or any kind of suffering?
little physical is what I got in mind right this minute.
Okay.
Well, in a, and Micah, as I was saying before the break, in the Catholic faith, there's a tradition. It's called offering it up, and in which when you look at your suffering and you pray and you offer up that suffering for the sake of something. And Catholics are drawing, of course, from Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, that famous verse in St. Paul's letter. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, which is the church. And so the idea is that, you know, as Christians, we're part of the body of Christ. And being in part of the body of Christ, we can pray with Christ, like Christ. And if Christ's sufferings win grace, so too can our suffering. And so it doesn't take away suffering, but it does give it meaning. Now, as a Catholic, I can tell you got to be careful, because sometimes you can say it in a way that's dismissive, like someone's like, "Oh wow, I'm really hurt. I have my pain. My legs are really hurting." And you know, sometimes a Catholic might say, "We'll offer it up." You know, and you don't want to do it that way. But there is, you know, there is a value in that, in that Christ said, if anyone would come after me, let him take up his cross. And you know, earlier in the show, we were talking about the prosperity gospel. And basically, the idea behind the prosperity gospel is if you just ask God for blessings, he'll give it to you. And if you don't have, I think, that, you know, the prayer of Jabez, you don't have because you don't ask. Well, the problem with that is there's over a billion Christians in the world. And because most people in the world are poor, a lot of Christians are poor. And are they just poor because they're not asking God for blessing? Certainly not. So the blessing that God wants to give us isn't just material. In fact, there are times where the Christian view is this, that the cross itself can be a blessing and is a blessing. And that, you
even
know,
if you don't want it.
Yeah, even if you don't want it, there's the joy of, you know, there's the joy of the cross. And the joy comes from seeing that by this suffering, great good can come about. I think particularly, you know, as we get older and as we approach death, that's a great meditation when you're bound up and taken to a place you don't want to go, like our Lord said to St. Peter, in no way to be dismissive of anyone's pain and such, but that pain can have meaning, and that pain can actually win grace. That's one way of taking a look at the pain and redeeming it in a way.
Mike, I think that there's a number of approaches to this. Prayer is an absolutely universal response in terms of connecting with deity in the midst of one's physical travails. Getting to a proper doctor and using all the sense that you have within you so that you can manage that pain. Pain management is one of the most neglected areas in American healthcare. The proper pain management that is needed for people in extreme situations in particular. And getting to a doctor and getting good advice from somebody that you trust and admire that will give you things that won't get you addicted but will help manage that pain. There are intellectual resources as well, books. One of the things that I would recommend heartily is Scott Cairns' book called The End of Suffering, with end being a double entendre. He's a poet. He's an Orthodox Christian. And you'd like not only his poetry, but all of his books. But this book is a particular meditation on the purposes of and how to respond to suffering.
I like it. How do you spell that name?
C-A-I-R-N-S, Scott Cairns.
I'll check it. Okay, and I love Bill's answer. Bill, you're always great.
Mike, Michael, did you have something else too?
Sure, I'd be happy to try. First of all, I'm moved by the question and my absolute certainty that there's no one size fits all on this one, that's for sure. There are people in all of our experience who endure extraordinary challenges and still they think life is worth embracing, And there are people who get, as I like to say, a metaphorical hangnail, and they think the whole world is out to get them. I just stand in awe of that problematic. The nearest as I can tell, take the person where he or she is, and probably more than anything else, they don't want answers, they want presence. Suffering when alone is worse than suffering. And so and the other thing that gets me through, Bob will forgive me for reciting this, I've said it to him way too many times. I used to get through every day with a recollection of the following comment that appears over the entrance to a French insane asylum in a very obscure novel, the name of which I no longer recall. To cure sometimes, to comfort often, to care always. That once in a while I know how to fix it. I can cure. More often than I can cure, I can bring comfort. And that's where I think presence and holding and hugging and doing the little things that someone might be no longer able to do for the him or herself. But even there are times when I can't offer that because there isn't any way to do it. But I can still care forever, indefinitely, and always.
Repeat it again, Michael. To cure sometimes.
To cure sometimes, to comfort often, to care always. By the way, I think that's modeling deity. Because, you know, Maimonides used to talk about there are two kinds of. Maimonides, who was the great philosopher physician, used to. There's a refuat haguf and a refuat hanefesh, a healing of the body and a healing of the spirit. We want both of them all the time. But sometimes we're only going to get one of them, and if I got to opt, I want it to be a healing of the spirit, because at some point the body's gone.
Yeah.
All right. Mike,
really
we thank you for your call. All right?
Don't call anymore. It's too hard.
No. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. You have not used that quote in a while, Michael.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I guess it's because I'm not in the active rabbinate that much.
So will you have a function on Purim, which begins this coming Wednesday?
Well, today in many Sunday religious schools in Jewish life, there'll no doubt be a carnival for kids in costumes and marches and silliness. It's an upside down world, you know. It would not be at all unusual for a male rabbi to dress as a woman and speak in a falsetto, you know, and vice versa, it's just a fool's day. And then on Wednesday night, in many congregations, there will be some costumes, but a little more serious a tone for the chanting of the Scroll of Esther as part of a religious gathering. Mm-hmm. Even though the most famous piece of this, aside from Hamantaschen, which is a triangular pastry with different fillings, supposedly take off on Haman's hat.
Is it good?
Haman being the villain in the story. Have groggers, which is a fancy term for noisemakers, blotting out the name of Haman whenever his name appears in the story.
Is the pastry as good as arugula?
That depends on the recipe. I think arugula is a little bit smoother because of that cream cheese that's in there.
I think arugula is some of the best thing you can put in your mouth.
Hamantaschen are more like Danish.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break. We're going to be back after these messages here at KCMO Talk Radio. Give us a call at 576-7710. We're talking about Billy Graham, gun control, a bunch of other things. 576-7710, Religion on the Line.
A Democratic memo responding to a Republican memo that claims the FBI abused surveillance laws has now been released. Republican Congressman and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says he supports the release.
We want it out because we think it is clear evidence that the Democrats are not only trying to cover this up, but they're also colluding with parts of the government to help cover this up.
A new round of talks on the future of NAFTA begins today in Mexico City. Possible tornadoes have killed one person in Arkansas and Kentucky. Hail and heavy rain are now barreling eastward. South Korea's president says North Korea is willing to meet with American officials. And China's Communist Party is reportedly considering eliminating the two-term limit on a vice president and president. That change would let President Xi Jinping serve indefinitely. I'm Christopher Cruz.
KCTV Storm Track 5 forecast.
We've got a pretty nice day ahead after a cold start to our Sunday in the 20s. A mostly to partly sunny sky helping us warm up to around 50 later on today. During the evening, though, that clear sky helping us cool down quickly. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Pope Francis once said that confession is the sacrament of the tenderness of God. It is his way of embracing us. This is Archbishop Joseph Naumann inviting you to experience God's tender embrace through the sacrament of reconciliation. During Lent, confession will be available in the churches of the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas on Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Experience God's embrace. Come to confession.
If you are a baby boomer, we've designed a retirement show specifically for you. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter. Mark Falter is known as one of the top retirement minds in the country, and we've got him every Sunday morning at 9 and afternoon at 2.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Missouri or Kansas attorneys. A partner men can count on. 816-842-2400. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Independence and by appointment only in Overland Park.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Hi, I'm Jay Ashcroft. Here at the Secretary of State's office, we take the integrity of our elections seriously. Missourians agreed and passed Constitutional Amendment 6. Missouri's new photo ID law is now in effect. Have questions about the new voter ID law or need to register to vote? We're here to help. Visit showittovote.com or call 866-868-3245. Remember, if you're registered to vote, you can vote.
Sponsored by the Missouri Secretary of State's Office.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. TheCompanyStore.com. We're all about comfort.
Sherman Gillums Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 70 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get all the benefits they've earned.
Al Kovac Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
We provide one-on-one support tailored to your individual needs, including healthcare advocacy, benefit support, and career assistance.
For more information, call 1-800-424-8200 or visit pva.org. A public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Alexa, play KCMO 710 AM.
Sure, here you go.
Now it's even easier to get to what Kansas City is talking about on your Alexa devices. Just say, Alexa, enable the KCMO 710 AM skill. After that, it's just play KCMO 710 AM anytime you want to listen. Now it's even easier to get to what Kansas City is talking about on your Alexa devices. Just say, Alexa, enable the KCMO 710 AM skill. After that, it's just play KCMO 710 AM anytime you want to listen.
Thank you.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line, and these are not going to be solos. We're going to have a trio here, maybe a quartet, maybe a quintet. You give us a call at 576-7710, 576-7710. If you need to, put an 816 or 913 in front of that. Give us a call. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl with the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
So, 576-7710, 576-7710 is the number to call. Michael, do you have other stuff that you want to talk about? We didn't even get to all your list.
Sure. You guys haven't even jumped in, but while reading some news during breaks, Vatican to hold international conference on exorcism. Bill, is there an exorcist in the diocese?
Every diocese is required to have an exorcist, so yes, we do have an exorcist. Interestingly enough, though, typically the identity of that priest is not revealed. So, but
isn't
yes,
that fascinating?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure.
Say that again.
Every diocese is required to have one priest in charge of exorcism, and we do have one. But also the practice is not to reveal the identity. I mean, now of course, you know, when he shows up at your house, you'll know. But it's not. So we wouldn't. Unlike other offices, we don't identify who that priest is. But yes, we do have one. And he goes to trainings on a regular basis, at least once a year. They have conferences and trainings and such. I should point out, though, the vast majority of cases where people ask for the consultation of an exorcist are not possessions. I mean, possessions are very rare. And so a lot of times it's a function of saying, okay, you know, this requires some psychological counseling. I don't know. I could go on and on, but I'll stop there.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, we do have it. So what you were talking about, yeah, there's a conference going on.
Yeah. The exorcism issue reminds me of the Nobel Prize-winning author happened to be Jewish, Isaac Bashevis Singer, who lived the first part of his life in Poland and the latter part of his life and died, in fact, in the United States. His novels set in Poland are filled with devils and spirits that go bump in the night, and all of his novels set in the United States are filled with psychological turmoil. In effect, different metaphor, same idea.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, but the only other thing I have is in its connection with what Mike asked about the challenge of how do we make our society safer, and more specifically, houses of worship, and clearly we've got to be places that are open and welcoming and aware and conscious, and that our whole society, in terms of the fracturing, and I think it behooves every congregation to ask: is it on the side of healing? Or is it on the side of a warrior mentality of the forces of light versus the forces of darkness? Mm-hmm. But here, this is a little thing from the excerpts of this magazine, The Week, I get. This is a quote from Andres Oppenheimer, who is a writer in the Miami Herald. Who is crazier, Nicholas Cruz, 19, the troubled former student who shot 17 people dead last week at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, or the society that let him buy an AR-15 rifle? I think it's a really fair question.
Yeah. Say it again, Michael.
Who is crazier, mm-hmm. Nicholas Cruz, or the society that allows him to buy a weapon like that? Mm. Those are my things, guys, yeah, and I'm leaving right now. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bill, do you have other topics?
I just wanted to mention this case. I thought it was interesting. This was last week, but I wasn't able to get to it. A mother was put in jail for a Catholic mom was put in jail in, I think, North Carolina for baptizing her baby. And I just thought it was an interesting case. Now the judge didn't put her in jail for baptizing the child, but rather. Her husband had been given custody of the child and put in charge of the spiritual care of the child. And the next day she had the child baptized without inviting the father. And so it's just an interesting case. I didn't, And I wanted to mention that, and I'm trying to find it up here on the news. So that was one of the things. And then we talked about
getting control. But in effect, not for baptism, but for violating a
court
order.
Yeah, for a court order. And so she went to jail for 7 days. But, yeah, it wasn't for baptism.
Was it a Catholic baptism?
Yeah, it was a Catholic baptism. And I'm kind of wondering, you know, how the pastor, that got by the pastor. But he just must have assumed that, okay, this is a mother. She wants to baptize her child. And I think the father was upset. Not because the kid got baptized, but that because, you know, he wasn't made a part of it. And, you know, these are one of those difficult situations. I mean, in Catholic theology, the reason you baptize a child is as the parent, you're making a choice for that child on that child's behalf that hopefully, you know, the child will, as they come into the faith, you know, affirm with it as an adult. But how can you do that, you know, when you don't have both parents involved? So it's just kind of a sad situation, but one of those sort of crazy, crazy situations. And then I don't know if yeah, I guess we have time. Want to also mention that in Kansas, I want to encourage Catholics to go check out a website called protectadoptionchoice.org. The Kansas bishops are going to be coming out in support of bills in Kansas, a law in Kansas that will protect conscience rights in the case of faith-based adoption agencies. We've seen in this country, in other states, where faith-based adoption agencies, the Catholic Church in particular, has been forced out of providing adoption services because we as Catholics won't place children in homes that don't have a mother and a father. And so same-sex couples will sue the church, and we want to preserve the right of faith-based organizations who have the firmly held belief that children need to be in the home of a father and a mother to still participate. And I should mention that the bill that the bishops are supporting in no way is saying we want to stop other adoption agencies from providing that kind of service.
They just want the right to refuse.
They want the right to
choose.
To choose. And I think this is one of those cases, you know, we've talked on this show a lot about cakes and, you know, should a cake maker be forced? I think that this is a little bit different. The stakes are a bit higher. And the reason why, and I think the public needs to be aware of this, faith-based organizations, because of their pastoral relationships with their people, have a particular talent for placing kids that are very hard to place, kids with special needs, kids who are older, kids in families. And so while I understand there are a lot of people who feel very strongly and think of this as a civil rights issue, I think the consequence of saying to religious groups, hey, if you don't agree with us on this, if you don't agree with our concept of family, it's not like other organizations are going to step up and replace. It's going to leave a gap. So I know we'll be talking more about this on the show, and I'd be interested to hear what our callers have to say about it. But the website is protectadoptionchoice.org. You can find out more about that issue, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it in the next few weeks or so.
Bill, is it national or Kansas specific?
It's just Kansas specifically. Basically, I think what the bishops, they've looked at what's happened in other states, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of Texas.
I think Illinois, Catholic Charities is no longer in the adoption business.
And that's why. I mean, I think that's why, because
you're absolutely right. As far as I know, at least that they either they were disqualified or they determined that they could not, in good conscience, continue.
Hey, we're getting some callers lined up here, but we do need to take a break and pay some bills. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to get right to our callers. 576-7710 is the call number to call, and we're going to get right to your calls right after these messages.
It's Auto Show time in KC. Time for a first-hand look at the award-winning Honda lineup. Like Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. And CR-V, Motor Trend's 2018 SUV of the Year. Other award winners include Civic, HR-V, Fit, and Pilot. And right now, get Pilot with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at your greater Kansas City area Honda dealer. For details, visit kchondadealers.com today. The 2018 Motor Trend SUV of the Year includes the full Honda CR-V lineup. See dealer for financing details.
The legacy of Italy
is filled with a passion for wonderful food.
This is Chef Jasper Mirabile. Shake off the chill in the air in the warm, welcoming atmosphere of Jasper's Restaurante. We're serving up amazing dishes like tortellacci pasta served in a Tuscan pork ragu. Imagine a double-cut pork chop served with a porcini mushroom sauce and Kansas City's finest pork shank, slow roasted for 6 hours and served asabuco style with risotto. Or try one of the classics like pumpkin ravioli, cappellini d'angelo alla nani, Tuscan bean soup, veal limonata, and more.
And just in time for Lent, New Orleans charbroiled oysters. Fresh oysters charbroiled with herbed garlic, butter, and Romano cheese. Jasper's, 103rd and State Line. For reservations, call 816-941-6600.
There's always a place at our table for you.
February is American Heart Month, and we're proud to partner with the American Heart Association to help fight the number one killer of women, heart disease. The American Heart Association wants you to live a heart-healthy life. Cardiovascular disease kills one woman about every 80 seconds. Know your numbers, like blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol. Learn more at GoRedForWomen.org.
Things seem great for stocks and bonds. President Trump's pro-business agenda is great for the economy. So what could possibly go wrong? Hi, my name is Chris Butler, portfolio manager at Butler, Lands & Wagler, and host of the radio show Free Market Underground. Stocks and bonds were both flirting with very high valuations by the time Donald Trump even took office. That wasn't due to a thriving economy, but money printing designed to goose up financial asset prices. Now we actually have an improving economy, but because of that, interest rates have started to rise, and stocks and bonds won't like that if it continues. What does that mean for investors? Well, it means that we simply need to be aware of the risks. Maybe stocks and bonds continue to make new highs. That's why we have to participate in these markets. But we also have to know the risks and how to manage them. To read more about that, go to investontrack.com and download the free report. Again, that's investontrack.com.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/listen for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen. Match.com/listen.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now it's even easier to get to what Kansas City is talking about.
I don't know what to say.
Just say, Alexa, enable the KCMO 710 AM skill.
Your voice must be heard.
Then at any time, say, play KCMO 710 AM to get to where Kansas City talks.
That's how it works.
710 salutes the men and women of Fort Riley, home of the free because of the brave. KCMO.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line. 576-7710. We're glad that you've dialed in to KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and also KMAJ, 1440 AM. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with...
Bill Scholes, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with...
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda. Gee, Rick, what's that piece? It's gorgeous.
That's Bach. Sheep may safely graze.
And that's in the hymnal of some churches, and it's also played at weddings as well. Yeah, that and then that piece right there, that little trope, very, very, very familiar. Yeah. Well, let's go to Ed. You've got religion on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. I just had a question for Bill. I'm reading this book, Last Testament by Benedict, Pope Benedict, and he's got like an interview-type format where this co-author, I guess, asks him questions, and then he answers, and near the back of the book, he asks about the gay lobby in the Vatican, a homosexual clique, and Benedict just says, well, the group was pointed out to me when it has been dismantled. And I just wondered about something else related to that. There is a Italian magazine called El Espresso and a TV station called LA7 did investigative reporting, and they both claimed that the Vatican owned, or maybe still owns, the largest gay bathhouse in Italy. And this comes under Cardinal Bertani, who was the Secretary of State under John Paul II and Benedict, and he was, I guess, he was running the Vatican when the popes were having meetings and stuff like that. And I just wondered, has the Vatican gotten rid of that gay bathhouse? That's what I was just wondering.
Oh my goodness, I don't have any data to really, you know, address that question. I'm not sure I could really answer that question.
That includes that the Vatican owns such a property.
Yeah, yeah. If that were true, if that accusation were true, it would be very scandalous.
Yeah. I listened to EWTN occasionally. I got this Raymond Arroyo, he's got a program on there where they mentioned that Pope Francis got rid of this guy Bertani. And replaced him with somebody else. But I don't know whether they got rid of this place. The other thing that bothers me is, Francis was down in Chile, and he appointed a bishop who hundreds of people claim is a pedophile.
No. Yeah, that's Bishop Barros, the Bishop of Chile. The accusation is this, that there was a very popular priest in Chile, and the name began with a K. I'm going to Cardo Dominio or whatever. Who has now been? It's been credibly vetted that he was a pedophile. He was doing all kinds of things, and he was the current Bishop of Chile's mentor. They were friends, and so there's a guilt by association. A lot of people are very upset with this priest because the statute of limitations ran out on the accusation, so he hasn't been penalized by the Chilean government. Can't put him in jail for the crimes he committed. He has been laicized and all that, but the Chilean people are very upset that their bishop, this man Barros, was appointed their bishop, and when the Pope visited Chile, he defended Bishop Barros, saying, look, I haven't seen any credible allegations against him. And until I do, this is just slander. And that really upset a lot of people, and because they believe they do have some credible allegations that Barros did know about this priest. And so that's what's going on. That's what's going on there. But that he has never been accused of actually doing those kinds of crimes, but being complicit and knowing about it, that's that he has. There's sort of a guilt by association. So, the Vatican has opened up an investigation, and I think they're still trying to sort it out. But that's what's going on. What you're talking about with regard to clergy who are living double lives. Using their sort of their during the day, they present themselves as one person, and then in their private lives, they're another. I mean, certainly, you know, the Catholic Church, we're an human institution. We're made up of humans, and this happens in Catholic circles. It happens in Protestant circles. I imagine, Michael, that, you know, it's not it's not unknown that a rabbi might live a double life as well. And it's to be condemned, and it's to be dealt with.
We call it Zipper disease in the rabbinate. Yeah.
What bothers me about this is, like in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, the people will claim that they did miracles in his name or cast out demons. And I think that the church in this country should be, with the Catholic Church especially, should be praying for the souls of some of these. You know, it's not everybody in the Vatican, but there are some, and they should be praying for the souls of them, because, I mean, they're risking their salvation.
Well, and they should
And they're potentially harming, you know, children.
I'm more concerned about the salvation of the children that are affected. I'm more concerned about the salvation of the people who know or participate in those acts, because that's the, you know, our Lord said, better that a millstone be tied to their neck and they'd be dropped in the ocean than that their innocence of children should be affected. And I mean, that's the terrible thing about pedophilia and raping children, is that when someone in religious authority does that, it directly impacts their life of faith. I mean, it's very hard when you've been abused that way to trust the church. That's why, I mean, you know, one of my maxims is, the perversion of the best is the worst.
Yeah.
And so when holy men violate the sacred trust, it's a terrible, terrible thing. And they're really, and when it's discovered, the church needs to deal with it.
Ed, we thank you for your call. We got to get to another call here. Zosha, good morning. Zosha, you got religion on the line. Real quick.
Okay, real quick. What is the name of the author that does the books on beasties and demons?
I have no idea.
Someone said he lived in Poland, and then he lived in
the U.S. Isaac Bashevis Singer.
Yeah. Oh,
what's his name?
Isaac Bashevis Singer.
Singer.
S-I-N-G-E-R. He's a Nobel Prize winning. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Uh-huh.
And you would enjoy his stories, his novels. They are great.
And I would like to make a quick comment. You talked about pain and pain management. Sometimes the Western medicine can only take you so far.
Okay.
And
absolutely.
And you look at Eastern medicine, and that's
thank you for
what I bumped into.
Thank you for the suggestion, Zosha. And we're going to be back next week. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl with the Archdiocese, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple Bnei Yehuda, whatever the week. Thank God we can say.
God bless.
Join us at the Greater Kansas City Auto Show, February 28th through March 4th at Bartle Hall. Come hang out in the Honda Lounge, where we'll have exclusive prizes and merch for you, as well as a look at some of the latest Honda lineups. Tickets for the Auto Show are on sale now at kcautoshow.com and going fast. Don't miss the chance to meet Chiefs starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes inside the Honda Lounge. The first 200 people will receive an autographed photo from the player, so don't be late. More details online at kcautoshow.com.
Listen carefully to this investor alert from Protecting Your Retirement. Are you one of thousands recently told by your broker or fee advisor that they will no longer provide personal service because your assets are below their new minimum requirements? Call Don Wales and his team at Protecting Your Retirement. They are KC Area's no fee, no minimum assets, no market risk, face-to-face financial professionals, and they intend to stay that way. They will never push you off to a robot or pool advisor. Protecting Your Retirement. 913-648-2700.
KCMO AM 710 Kansas City. 101.1 FM KCFX HD2 Harrisonville. From the heartland of America. This is KCMO.